Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. That's exactly what he said.
We have Mr. Slow Fingers on the board down there. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just to jump over, not jump ship, I'm not saying let's jump overboard, I'm saying jump topics. Let's get over to the Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here. But before I do that, I got to tell you a couple things, and then I'll give you some information, and then we'll get over to SOL Media. And then we're going to talk about America's reprobate children. I am Cecil. There's a little salt on your tongue. Yesterday, I was on the show, and while I was doing the radio program, I had a ton of information in front of my face that I just had to throw out to the people because there's so much going on every day in this country. And the problem is I only have 1 hour to do just that. And in the process, I noticed that I was talking, and then I went out way out into left field. But I was saying the same thing. We were talking about the IRS chief coming forward and talking about how he would warn the Christian colleges before they were going to revoke their tax-exempt status. And I said, this is a global initiative. And it is. This is happening on a global scale right now. And it's absolutely amazing to me that people want 99% of the population globally want to give their power over to less than 1% to control, to rule the roost. I don't understand it, but that's another story. But I wanted to let you know that I noticed that I went out there and I didn't explain that point. So I wanted to explain it, and I just did. This is happening globally. Christian persecution, all bought and paid for. Nothing new under the sun. Yes, we know it's scriptural, but I just wanted to let you know, and I wanted to clarify my point, okay? So today I'll do my best to slow my roll and get the information out that you need to hear, okay? Because we're giving you information that nobody else wants to give you. And we're giving you a biblical constitutional resolve concerning every issue that we bring forth. Yes, we may tell you what the problem is, but we magnify the answer if you want to move on it, because the answers are found and the resolve is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. Okay? Cool. Folks, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertyradio.com, do. Brand new website. Matter of fact, we just posted, it's probably about 3-4 months old now, but we just posted a brand new award that was just given unto us. Go ahead and check that out. It was a national award given unto us, and it was actually for fighting for our posterity. And I thought it was pretty cool that they decided to bestow that upon us. Check that out. It's on sonsoflibertyradio.com, right up on the top, right to the left of me. Okay, so that would be stage left of me. And if you're looking at the page, it would be to your right. Go ahead and click on that award. Read it. Tell us what your thoughts are. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you'd like to jump over to our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And you can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean as well, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Again, folks, going back to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages work one with another. And I just want to tell you again, we appreciate the fact that you people are responding and you're not just hearers of the word, but you're doers of the word. And we appreciate that so much, and so does your posterity. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. What's going on in your country? We have Obama keeps 27 Iraqi Christians, asylum seekers in detention, and, and then he releases these terrorists onto the streets globally. Man, it's interesting how other countries are always talking about Barack Hussein Obama as just as if to say or to suggest that he rules the roost in their country. Isn't that kind of bizarre? Just think about that for a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what part of death to America don't we understand? Brand new article just posted. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Donald Trump shut down government to defund Planned Parenthood. I want to let you know, friends, too, and I want to clarify this for the new listener because we were just picked up by another affiliate just a couple days ago. I want people to understand that when you're caught up in the left-right paradigm, you're caught up into a game that's fabricated. It's not real. It's WWF, pro wrestling, at its very worst. We have one constitution, not three. And I want people to understand that I'm always going to highlight the right, and I'm always going to condemn the wrong. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We have one constitution. And it was rightly said by Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said that he was neither, that he was a Christocrat. That's exactly where we're at here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. So, speaking of Donald Trump, shut down government to defund Planned Parenthood. Amen. That's right. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. That's in Proverbs 6:17. And if you go over to the Exodus chapter 20, it's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And so it is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Navy confirms it will not charge sailor who defended others with his gun from Chattanooga jihadist. Oh, really? Really, friends? My goodness, friends, whoever even thought of the idea to actually bring forth charges concerning this Navy sailor who defended himself and his buddies, they should be charged. Wow, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Over 80 Christians take to the streets over in Mexico fighting against the sodomite agenda. Folks, see, you need to understand that this is not the people that are initiating the homosexual agenda. This is used for a global initiative. And it's not going the way that they want it to go. But the sad fact of the matter is people are waking up to the fact about what the sodomite agenda is all about after the fact. See, they figure out, wait a second, they're not the victims that they claim to be. No, they're actually trying to perpetuate the laws, which are not laws. They frame laws by mischief. Read Psalm 94 when you get a moment. They're not laws. They're called policies. And what they want to do is they want to shut down free speech. They want to tell you who you can talk about and who you can't talk about. And by the way, P.S., just a side note here for you. If you want to know who means to control you, just find out who means to shut you up. And that's exactly what you're seeing here in Mexico. But over 80,000 Christians take to the streets fighting against the sodomite agenda. America, don't let that be your story. Don't wait until after the fact. Then you begin to have to roll the stone up the hill rather than down the hill. And we don't want to have that happen in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what Washington won't do, New Hampshire Executive Council does. They defunded Planned Parenthood in that state. Praise God. They're doing their job, friends, and that's exactly what local governments should be doing all across this country to shut down this criminal administration. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, let the weak say, I am strong. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the most precious things in the unknown universe. Ravaged by humankind. Well, that is true. That is true. Oh, here's another one for you. I thought you'd find this to be interesting. The Washington Post laments arrest of notorious Islamic jihadist preacher Anjem Khodri. Attacked Sean Hannity, Fox News, and Pamela Geller. He's now under arrest over in the UK, friends. This is good.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, let's jump over to the topic really quick. Again, we only have 1 hour, and this is worthy. This is newsworthy because I need to explain something to people and define through what's taking place in the present as to what a reprobate is, America's reprobate children. I am Cecil. Bradley, that's kind of weird. What do you mean you're Cecil? Everybody knows who Cecil is, right? He was the little lion, the little kitty that was shot down over in Africa, right, by some doctor in the state of Minnesota, Dennis. Now, folks, I want you to understand, too, while I premise this topic, that it's been said that the philosophy in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And what we've seen just this last week is that we found that the statement to be true once again, because corrupt and misguided government officials who refused, folks, listen carefully, who refused to vote down Planned Parenthood and the slaughter of the innocent are calling to probe Dr. Walter Palmer and the guide that hunted down Cecil the Lion in Africa. They are even considering extradition. And, of course, in close pursuit are those who are falling in line with the global narrative and initiative. Folks, do you know how I've said to you in the past that these environmentalists, these animal rights activists, these people are sick in the mind? Well, let me go on here again. Folks, these young, indoctrinated, uneducated, unloving, and uncaring protesters who are calling for the prosecution and even the execution of Dr. Walter Palmer As a matter of fact, on Wednesday, one of these people went so far, one of these protesters went so far to actually go to Dr. Palmer's home in Florida to vandalize his property by spray painting a huge statement on his garage door that stated, "Lion Killer." Are you starting to track with me here? Man, this sounds like the radical homosexual self-inflicted crimes. This sounds like the things that the atheists would do, right? No, it's all communist, totalitarian mindset. This is all the doctrine. They're all following the playbook, friends, line upon line. This is probably all bought and paid for. And if it comes out next week that it was all bought and paid for as far as all 15 of their protesters, don't tell me I didn't tell you because I've experienced this firsthand. It's all bought and paid for. And what happens is they set the state-run narrative, and the state-controlled media is right there to take the pictures. Remember, we've heard in the past that, listen, I'll take the pictures, and then you can create the war, or you take the pictures, and I can create the war. And that's exactly what's happening in your country today. The protesters, you know, these indoctrinated, uneducated, unloving, and uncaring protesters, you know, all 15 of them, again, who were given headline attention, they made themselves known by holding signs that stated such things as, "I am Cecil." "Let the hunters be hunted." "Murderers." "Killers." Folks, these were the signs and the statements on the signs that these protesters had. "Rotten hell." And some of these protesters went so far as to demand justice for Cecil the Dead Lion. Did you hear what I said? These protesters, holding signs, made statements like, "I am Cecil." "Let the hunters be hunted." "Murderers, killers, rotten hell," and going again so far as to demand justice for poor Cecil. Meow. Now, folks, I want you to pay close attention to the fact that these will protest and call for justice when it comes to the death of animals, but could care less when it comes to the life of a human being. This is the definition of a reprobate. That's why they're called reprobates. A reprobate is a person who is abandoned to sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. They're lost to virtue or grace, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary. These are they who, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain, empty, worthless in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Why? Because that's what they love. They love darkness rather than the light, John 3:18. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Romans 1:21-25. Boy, it's interesting how that word always comes back to convict those that are in unrighteousness, right? Isn't that interesting how we can keep going back to the Word of God and find out, wait a second, how did you know this? Because He's the Creator. He's the one that created the heavens and the earth. He created all that therein is. He created all the men and women and animals and fish, so on and so forth, friends. You get the point. He created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars. Isn't it interesting how when we get off course, we can always go back to the Word of God and find out, wait a second, you were right. You were right. Folks, that's the history of mankind. Lord, you were right. I should have never departed from you. But here we are again in the present having to deal with these reprobates. Folks, these useful idiots, these protesters, by the way, again, not name-calling, because Vladimir and Lenin rightly called them. They needed them to implement totalitarian government. But they needed to find the useful idiots that would play the fool and play to the ill dupes of designing men. And that's exactly what's happening here. Again, these were the people that were holding up signs stating, "I am Cecil." "Let the hunters be hunted." Okay, "Murderers, killers, rotten hell." And they demanded justice for Cecil. But they don't care about human beings in the womb. That is a reprobate. Again, these useful idiots that are being used to make way for the criminalization of those who pick flowers in state parks, oh, this is a fact, or those who may tamper with an eagle's egg or kill a whale, these reprobate minds are responsible for calling forth protests when it comes to Kentucky Fried Chicken and their cruelty to chickens, PETA. It's the same mindset, friends. One has to ask the question as to where did these young people and what is it that these young people have been subjected to that they would overlook the slaughter of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, yet are willing to be made fools in the face of this contrived folly. Well, I can tell you, because I've seen it firsthand, over and over and over and over again. Well, one need not look any further to the parents that drop their kids off at the public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a global indoctrination scheme. Read Luke 7:35 and Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. See, friends, these reprobates agree in action with Planned Parenthood and the likes of the Margaret Sangers of the world. Remember she said, Margaret Sanger, the devil-ess incarnate, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it, yet don't touch Cecil the lion? Folks, the mercies of the wicked are, without a doubt, cruel. They are cruel. And so here is their message. Don't worry about the human innocent babies in the womb or out of the womb, but get on the street and protest if anyone dares to kill an animal. These are the same people who are screaming out every time a bird flies out of the air. Folks, and it's going to get weirder, and it's going to get weirder, and it's going to get weirder. Mark my words. Next thing you know, there's going to be a campaign for people to stop swatting mosquitoes. And you might say to yourself, Bradley, that's just way out there. Yes, I understand that it's way out there. But what I'm telling you right now is way out there. To tell a little kid that doctors can, by law in this country, which it is not law, but according to the Supreme Court and to the will of the American people to stand back and tolerate this, to say to a little boy or a little girl that it's okay to kill a baby, they would be abhorrent. It would be abhorrent for you to tell them that. Because it's too grisly, it's too unthinkable. So this shows you how far gone America has gone. And we set to a system that allows these sort of reprobates to go ahead and protest the killing of an animal, but they're okay with the fact that 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you exactly what their message is all about right after the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying Sons of Liberty? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Sons of Liberty has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like this show.
Hello, I'm Bradley Dean, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty. That's gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about America's reprobate children, friends. And we are. I mean, and we're in it. We see it. We see it on a daily basis. We see the state-controlled narrative always driving the same message. And what they want to do is they want to take the 1% and they want to overthrow the 99%. And the only way that's going to happen is if you believe their filthy lies. Directly from hell, friends. That's where they were contrived. That's where they were hatched. That's where they were conceived. And we're dealing with this. And it, what happens is when you become a lawless society, this is what you deal with. You deal with the people that care more about animals and the earth and the environment than they care about human life. Because there's no fear of God whatsoever. Therefore, they don't depart from evil. They go on in their own evil ways. But when you start seeing people like this, folks, it starts getting a little weird. And it's like, what is it that you folks don't understand about the fact that everybody's looking at you like you are out of your mind? I mean, again, we're talking about America's reprobate children. Protesters with signs stating that I am Cecil, the lion that was killed over in Zimbabwe by a dentist from the state of Minnesota here. And these protesters are calling for his prosecution and even his execution because he shot and killed Cecil the Lion. I mean, folks, it's funny what I'm saying, but it's not funny at all. Because these people are serious. What you think is funny, these people are serious about it. I mean, you'd think they're like on some serious meds, like, you know, 50 different prescriptions. all at one time, all at once. And it's like, really, that's what these people are like. It's like when you're dealing with these kind of people, it's like they're out of themselves. They really are out of themselves. And the people that are being used to protest are the indoctrinated and the uneducated and the unloving and the uncaring. But they think they're educated. They think that they're, loving. They feel that they're more caring than anybody else. Yet they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Again, they want to protect the animals. Folks, again, let me just read off some of the statements made on their signs by these protesters. And again, keep in mind, all 15 of them. This is just a state-controlled narrative, but I want you to understand you need to nip this right in the backside. Because a little leaving, leaving at the whole lump. And the foxes spoil the vine. We need to deal with it now. We need to cut it off at the root. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to these people. Some of their signs stated, I am Cecil. Human beings saying, I am Cecil. Let the hunters be hunted. Murderers. Speaking to hunters, friends. Killers. Speaking to hunters, friends. Rotten hell. Speaking of hunters, friends. And even going so far as to demand justice for Cecil. Not justice for the unborn in the womb that's being slaughtered with a thumbs up from the criminal administration at hand. But justice for the dead lion. And again, folks, I define for you what a reprobate is. A reprobate is a person who is abandoned completely to lawlessness, to sin. They've lost their virtue. They have no grace whatsoever. They reject it. They sear their conscience. And I brought up the fact that Vladimir Lenin called these people useful idiots. You need to get used to that terminology, friends, because it's exactly what you're seeing today. Matter of fact, I even made the statement right during the last segment there that you will find probably that these people, these 15, all 15 protesters, are probably all bought and paid for. But what they're being used for is to make way for the criminalization of those that hunt, the criminalization of those that pick flowers, those that tamper with animal eggs, or to even kill another animal. They mean to criminalize you. And by the way, out of their own mouths and the statements that they've made concerning what's on their signs, they even want prosecution and execution for those that actually kill animals. I wonder what they had for dinner tonight. And keep in mind, these people are also the reprobates that are calling forth protests when it comes to the Kentucky Fried Chickens and for their cruelty to chickens. And that's not a joke at all. You can check it out. Go online. It's all over the place. But again, friends, these are some sick-minded individuals, to say the least. And then I made the point, friends, that you have to ask the question as to what have these young people been subjected to that they would even stand up, even if they were paid $1,000 apiece, what have they been subjected to actually stand there and advocate such stupidity? Because their message agrees with the Planned Parenthoods of the day. Now, I want you to keep in mind, too, keep in mind that it was the United States and the corrupt in the United States, our representatives, and those misguided government officials who refused to vote down Planned Parenthood and the slaughter of the innocent. So you can understand who's behind these people. They're using these people to protect themselves is what they're doing. But keep in mind, going back to Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger said the most merciful thing is a large family can do for one of its infant members is to kill it. And yet again, don't touch Cecil the Lion. And I want to make clear the message, friends. Their message is don't worry about the innocent babies in the womb, in or out of the womb, but get on the streets and protest if anyone dares to kill an animal. And again, keep in mind, friends, one protester had a sign again. I just want to reiterate this because it was just to the epitome. It's to the pith and marrow of what was in this individual's heart to actually hold up a sign that stated, I am Cecil. Now, I said that this is a sick mindset. Yes, it is. But I also want to let you know that it's a very dangerous mindset. And P.S., this isn't a new mindset. This is nothing new under the sun. Dictators love this. And to counter that, the greatest Christian theologian, G.K. Chesterton, famously said, wherever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. Let me say that again. Wherever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. How did God define these people? When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They professed themselves to be wise, but they became fools. And what they did is they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make like to a corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Romans 1:21 through 25. Huh. Wherever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. How true that is. But in fact, friends, this is the fruit of a nation that has given way to a carnal mindset, a fallen mindset, and turned its back on God, the same God who gave us what we have through his Son, Jesus Christ. And I just want to clarify a couple points before the end of the broadcast today. Because when you go, you can find this online. Speaking of the fact that it's illegal to tamper with an eagle egg, did you know that the Bald Eagle Protection Act, which was enacted on June 8th, that 16 U.S.C. 668-668D states that if you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment, or both. You see where this is going? But go ahead, says this criminal administration, and those that stand back in their apathy and tolerance, and kill the innocent baby in the womb, which was wonderfully and fearfully created by God. And who would be behind that, do you suppose? We are in a spiritual world, are we not, friends? We're caught in a battle, are we not? Yes, we are. 3,700 babies today are being murdered in this country. Between 3,000 and 4,000 babies are being murdered in the womb today. But don't touch eagle eggs. Minnesota Statute 2003, Tables of Chapters, Table of Contents for Chapter 8585.20, Subdivision 1, Violation of Rules. Any person who within the limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation area, state wayside, or areas of state land reserved for sale as provided by laws, 1923, Chapter 430, shall willfully cut, injure, or destroy any live tree, shrub, timber, evergreen, or ornamental plant of any kind, or who shall willfully injure, remove, destroy, deface, or mutilate any guideboard, guidepost, furniture, fixture, or other property of the state of any kind, or who shall willfully violate or fail to comply with any rule of the commissioner adopted and promulgated in accordance with the provision of laws, 1923, Chapter 430, shall be guilty of a crime. It's illegal to pick flowers in a state park. What? I didn't know the state owned property. Huh. How does that work? But again, friends, go ahead, say they. Because it's a woman's choice. It's your choice. If you want to go ahead and kill the innocent in the womb, just make sure that you pay up before you do that. Matter of fact, give us the money. We'll do it for you. Okay? Talking about America's reprobate children. Is it true? I'm going to come back. I'll highlight a couple more. And we'll call it a show. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, friends, when I'm talking about America's reprobate children, you need to understand that these are the people behind the scenes. This is who they are when we're talking about this kind of stuff. That's why there's population control. That's why abortion is okay, say they. They're at war with God. God said that you're to marry a man and a woman to become one flesh. They're to replenish the earth. They don't like that. That's why when you look in communist nations, they have a limit on how many children you can have. They hate life. And who again would advocate something like that, friends? He who came to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a murderer. Satan himself. And he's got a lot of minions that are up in the hierarchy. That's why they call themselves the elitists, the enlightened ones. They're enlightened to nothing. Remember when Jesus said, when the Pharisees came out to him, they said to him, well, you know, how do we know? How do we know that, you know, we're going to go to heaven? He said, well, because you say that you can see, you're blind. And these people think they can see. It's those that they say, you know, I can't see, I need grace, I need light. Those are the ones that are saved. Those are the ones that are going out with the Christ. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, Jesus, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God, as it was given unto us. And here we have it. But we're talking about America's reprobate children, and we're talking about protesters, and I am Cecil, say they. And anybody that kills an animal, they want the hunters to be hunted. They want them to rot in hell, and they want justice for the victimized animal. See, friends, the victim status, the victim status, the victim status. Everybody's a victim. And then once they get their way, What you see is it's not the shield, it's the spear. A bunch of reprobates, and they're dangerous, dangerous people. Again, G.K. Chesterton famously said, wherever there's animal worship, there's human sacrifice. And folks, I was just highlighting the fact that in the state of Minnesota, you can't pick flowers. Wife, we should go over to a park right after this and see if we can
get a bouquet for the table.
Flowers. Yes.
I like it.
It's ridiculous. Who paid for those flowers?
Right.
I did. You did. Did you also know, friends, speaking of whales, Title I, Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals, Moratorium and Exceptions, 16 U.S.C. 1371, there shall be a moratorium on the taking to harass, hunt, capture, or kill, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill any marine animal. That's pretty major if you do something like that. But don't worry about the little babies in the womb, friends. We're talking about America's reprobate children. I had a girl in Fargo, North Dakota. It was a pretty cool assembly. It was a successful assembly. And this girl came up to me, and I highlighted some of the things concerning abortion. And she said, you know, I have a real problem with you as to where you stand on the issues of abortion. That's what she was saying to me. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing that your mama didn't. And that was the end of the conversation. You need to understand something, America. Hands down, no question about it. What I see with the young people, they are not falling for the elder people's lies. They're not falling for it. They're rejecting it. They're not falling for what the government's attempting to indoctrinate them with because they know that they're being lied to. They'll tell you they know that they're being lied to. But every once in a while, you'll get one or two of these whack jobs. And again, friends, what will happen is the state-controlled media will get right in there. Kind of like the Sandra Flukes. Remember they wanted to make her Woman of the Year on Time magazine? Folks, they want to take these people and they want to ram them down your throat, like it or not. As a matter of fact, did you know that Sandra Fluke, she's such a loser. Really, she is. I'd like to get her on the radio and just say, you know, Sandra, I can't really say this about a whole lot of people. And yes, though I am a preacher and though I desire that you would turn and repent for your sins, I really do in the depths of my heart. But I got to say, with everything that's in front of me, or if I'm on the phone with her, or if I have her on Skype, whatever the case is, I got to admit, you're a loser. And you're choosing to be a loser. These people are losers in many cases by choice. Because we know that everything that we do is a choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. Remember, she was the one that wanted to basically make everybody pay for birth control?
Yep.
She can't even get 15 people on national. Folks, when the national state-controlled media is advertising her to show up at a college, she cannot even get 10 to 15 people. And I'm not embellishing that number. She cannot get literally anybody to show up. But they expect you to believe her lies and what she is advocating in that particular situation. So it is with these people, America's reprobate children. These are the people that mean to rule over you. But you do need to understand something, that in America, the burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s, these are the ones that voted down Planned Parenthood concerning defunding them. They didn't want to defund Planned Parenthood. And I want to tell you why. Because you better bet your bottom that they are getting huge, major kickbacks from these organizations over, a half a billion dollars every year? Is that the number?
Yeah, half a billion dollars.
Half a billion dollars of your taxpayer dollars, friends, are being reallocated to support these organizations that are selling baby body parts. But again, you better not touch the animals. You better not do that. And you better, I'll tell you what, even those that like chicken, you need to understand PETA and these whack jobs, literally, they're calling for the protesting of Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. Again, I would challenge you to go online, friends, because you will be appalled as to who supports these organizations. And a majority of them are Hollywood actors. I'm not going to call them stars because they're all fallen.
Mm-hmm.
They're fallen stars is what they are. But they're not a star in my book. And I just got to say this concerning the topic of America's reprobate children. Friends, can you just imagine? Can you imagine what it's going to be like in this country in 10 and 20 years if we don't deal with what's at hand? If we don't shut it down, and we know a great portion of what's going on as far as who we need to deal with is the state-controlled media. Because we see the government, corruption in government, and the state-controlled media going along, trying and attempting to set the narrative at every turn. And you got to stand up, America. You just got to stand up.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. We're standing up for those people who say, listen, well, you know, I'm so timid. I'm so shy. You know what? As Bradley just said, what's going to happen in 20 to 30 years if we don't do something to stop the destruction that we're seeing in America today? You say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. Listen, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com.
There's have one head.
Really? You only have one head?
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking two, maybe three sprouting out there, because there's so much knowledge coming out of you all the time, right? But one thing you can do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get all of your information there, what's going on in the world with the hope that's found in Christ. Share those articles, print them, give them to your neighbors, share them on Facebook. Get the word out there. Go to our store. We've got so many different products. We've got books and DVDs and T-shirts and CDs for those hard people to reach, the people that maybe you've tried talking to and nothing seems to work. Obviously, give them something different. Give them a comic book. Give them a DVD. Give them a testimony book. Say, hey, you know, I'd value your opinion on this book. I'd value your opinion on this DVD. Anything and everything that we can do, we should be doing. There is no excuse to be sitting back and doing nothing. Another way that you can help is by supporting this ministry doing what we're doing. You say, amen. Preach it, Brother Dean. I love every time you get on the radio because I feel like I'm having church. Well, if you want more people to feel like they're having church and this message to literally get spread out to more affiliates across this nation and even internationally, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support us on a monthly basis. You know, people think it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but we cannot do this without your support. It's absolutely true. Unless we have the support of the people to be able to get out there. I feel like you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting a text right now from someone that's listening to the show. And again, I just as I said right before the break here, it's just been one of those shows. But interestingly enough, they posted 80,000, bro, not 80. I must have said 80 friends. There was over 80,000 Christians who took to the streets over across the southern border fighting against the sodomite agenda, not 80. So let's get that number straight so I don't have to get on the radio tomorrow and apologize for that.
And speaking of that article, 80,000, we're just talking about a way to get the word out there. I just shared that article on my Facebook. So get that word out there. Encourage other people to know, listen, not everyone is for the sodomite agenda, the homosexual agenda. There are people who are standing up, and it's our job, your job, listening to this radio program. You're accountable for what you know. It's time for you to stand up. It's not like the things that are going on in this world are hid from our eyes. We can see them plain as day. We know what's happening. It's time for us to do something about it. And I also want to mention one more thing. If you perhaps cannot give on a monthly basis, but you still would like to give when you can, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations, gratefully received, to make a secure one-time donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. We love our sons and daughters of liberty.
Welcome.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye for Bradley.
Hey, folks, we love you about what we do. First down 318. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.